If there's one thing I've always loved, it's cooking myself a good meal. And I mean a really good meal. But I gotta say, lately I've been so busy, I think I'm just running out of ideas. I always go to the store and I'm so overwhelmed. I mean, do I want a zucchini or a cucumber? Do I want this? Do I want that? Not to mention, I don't know how fresh these ingredients are, and I'd like to know that I'm eating quality food. HelloFresh gets me right out of that cooking rut. It takes the guesswork out of meal planning, and there's over 40 recipes to choose from every single week. Not to mention, the produce is farm to door for peak ripeness for a bunch of different chef-crafted recipes. So come on, what are you waiting for? Go to HelloFresh.com/50Shadow and use code 50Shadow for 50% off plus free shipping. That's HelloFresh.com/50Shadow. Use code 50Shadow for 50% off plus free shipping to receive America's number one meal kit.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
On a previous episode of Shadow Realm,
hundreds, maybe thousands of hoofed monsters race down the hill.
The medicine is in your hands. I can only help you to realize its value.
When the arrowhead pierced the core of the army, the Agniester came alive. I opened my eyes. Rishi Vishvamitra was suspended in the sky in front of me. He was seated with his legs crossed, counting Rudraksha beads with his eyes closed. He was levitating. There was something else different about him, but I couldn't put my finger on it. Then he opened his eyes.
You have places to go before you ever enter the threshold of gloaming.
You mean we're not done yet?
Must I answer a question with another question?
Hey, you're no longer speaking in riddles.
Boy, I speak in the manner I have always spoken. It is you who have changed your perception. At this point in your journey, you understand the rhythm of not only my words, but also of how you must proceed.
But I can't fight any battles without the Vanars.
It's a good thing they have arrived at your side.
Where? I don't see them.
Step out, boy, then look. You will see clearly only when you separate yourself from the situation that traps you.
But where am I supposed to step? I can't levitate like you.
Did it ever cross your mind to try?
I knew Rishiji didn't utter words without meaning. His challenges were always confusing at first, but I always learned something from them. I trusted him completely. I took a deep breath and stepped towards Rishiji. A gentle breeze floated me upwards away from the rocky platform, out into thin air. When I turned to look back, I saw a throng of Vanars perched on the cliffs above, staring down at the rocky ledge that I had just stepped away from. As if in a dream, I saw that I had stepped away not just from the ledge, but from my own body. How can it be?
As I said, only when you separate yourself from your predicament can you see the whole truth.
I get it now. Wait, is this Lanka? But how? I didn't cross an ocean.
Have you forgotten that you tunneled your way here from San Francisco?
Tunneled?
I fell through a fault.
What the f*** did he mean by tunneled?
Like I said before, sometimes you need to fall through a fault. Each person has his own Lanka where he must fight his own demons if he is to be a true warrior. This one is yours, and you have already crossed the oceans of peril to get here. How do you propose you get out of your Lanka?
I have to save the epic, but where is it?
See for yourself.
A familiar lump of stuck energy bounded in my chest. Down below, the canyon was swarming with thousands of sinister rakshasas of every shape and form. I'd never imagined that rakshasas of this sort still lived. They were slimy, snake-like creatures slithering on their scale-covered bellies, flitting their forked tongues towards the sky. There were winged, horned, long-beaked creatures that looked like giant bats. They oozed green pus from their skin, emitted blinding rays of red light from their eyes, and spat fire. And there were giant ogres with a single large red angry eye, above which protruded a sharp central tusk. Underneath all these rakshasas, the fetid moss floor of the canyon undulated like a living carpet. There were holes situated all over the floor, erupting a dark gray liquid that was foul, like industrial waste from a factory silo. There were no plants or water in the canyon, only thick piles of bones or flesh. Victims of the carnage were brought here from somewhere else. On a cushion of animal bones with green incandescent flames licking its edges, sat my Ramayan.
Your epic has been strategically placed on Ravan's throne. He has ordered his demons to prepare a grand fire, so he can once and for all reduce to ashes the stories of this epic.
How am I supposed to get down there? I don't see a path.
Did Hanuman have a path to cross the ocean to his Lanka?
No, but he didn't need one. Hanuman can fly.
Really? Said who?
It's written in the epic. I would show you, but...
The epic refers to Plavang, which can mean jump, leap, or fly. What would be your interpretation?
It doesn't matter. I can't do any of those things.
Consider yourself fortunate in that case, that you are blessed with the company of the Vanars.
But ordinary Vanars can't fly. They aren't Hanuman.
No, but they are his servants and they carry his flag. Where his flag bearers go, Hanuman is sure to go. Fear not, boy. You have reached a level beyond that of ordinary warrior training. The Agni Astra has taken on an accelerated role for you now. Not only will it equip you with the defense of fire, but it will also protect you from the inflammation.
I wanted to ask him what he meant by that. But before I had a chance, he closed his eyes and a brilliant white light filled the sky. Rishiji vanished once again. As soon as he was gone, I found myself back in my body, twitching through a fitful stupor on the rocky ledge. I sensed the early morning behind my eyelids. The birds singing reminded me of what the medicine woman had said. So I listened with rapt attention. And I could understand it. They were saying, a boy woke up to complete his journey, for he had realized the meaning of his name. Thank you.
thank you for listening to Shadow Realm. If you enjoyed today's episode, share it with someone who'd love to journey through the Aria Chronicles. Visit thearyachronicles.com for more information. Be sure to rate and review us wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. Coming up on Shadow Realm.
It is time to plan a strategy.
An army of my own?
At your service. We're all ready.
Stay tuned for more.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.